This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The Genuine Apology Framework, How to Resolve Negotiation Conflict with an Apology that Actually Works. Word-for-word scripts that turn a real apology into a conflict resolution tool. In short, a genuine apology can end a negotiation conflict faster than any argument, counteroffer, or clever tactic. But most apologies are not genuine. They are performances that protect the speaker instead of repairing the damage. A real apology names the specific action, not a vague feeling of regret. It recognises the actual impact on the other person, not just your own discomfort. It commits to a concrete change, not a promise to try harder. Definition: the genuine apology framework is a three-part conflict resolution tool used in negotiation to rebuild trust after a specific action caused harm. It requires acknowledging the exact behaviour, naming its impact on the other party, and committing to a clear, measurable change going forward. I once watched a negotiation fall apart in a single meeting, not because the deal was bad, not because the numbers were wrong. Because one party said something dismissive in a moment of pressure, the other party went cold, and neither of them knew how to come back from it. They tried to push through to the terms. They never got there. What they needed was a genuine apology framework, and neither of them had one. A genuine apology in a negotiation conflict is not a softening of your position. It is a precision tool. When you use it correctly, it opens space that argument cannot reach. And Say It Right Every Time, I cover this directly in Chapter 9 and Chapter 14, because I've seen the absence of a real apology destroy more agreements than any bad offer ever could. How to use these scripts without sounding like you rehearsed them. Read the situation label first. Find the one that matches your circumstances as closely as possible. Then read the why it works note before you look at the words. If you understand why a script works, you can adapt it. If you only memorize the words, you will sound hollow, which is the very thing a genuine apology cannot afford to be. Read every script out loud at least once before you use it. Your mouth needs to know these words before the moment arrives. Swap out any bracketed elements with your specific details. The more specific you make it, the more credible it sounds. Fake apologies are non-apologies dressed in polite clothing. You deserve scripts that actually work. Scripts for resolving negotiation conflict with a real apology. Script 1. Apologising for dismissing the other party's position in a meeting. The situation: you cut someone off, talked over them, or brushed aside their point during a negotiation. The conversation moved on, but the damage did not. Why it works. Dismissal in a negotiation is a trust wound. The other party stops sharing their real concerns because they no longer believe you are listening. This script names the dismissal directly, which signals that you saw it. That alone begins to restore the psychological safety needed to keep talking. Standard version. Before we continue, I want to address something from earlier. When you raised the point about X, I moved past it without giving it the attention it deserved. That was not respectful, and it probably made it harder for you to contribute openly. I am sorry for that. I want to hear your position properly now. Can we go back to it? Formal version. I would like to take a moment before we proceed. When you raised a specific concern about X earlier in this discussion, I did not respond to it adequately, and I recognise that may have made it difficult to continue engaging fully. I take responsibility for that. I'm committed to giving your position the consideration it deserves, and I would welcome the opportunity to revisit it now. After using it, watch for whether they re-engage with the original point. If they do, your apology landed. If they deflect or say it's fine, move on. Give them a moment. Do not push. They need to see the change in your behaviour, not just hear the words. Eamon's note. The hardest part of this one is not the words. It is the pause before you say them. Take the pause. It signals that what follows is real. Script 2. Apologising for misrepresenting information during a negotiation. The situation. You stated something that turned out to be inaccurate, incomplete, or misleading, and the other party based a decision on it. Why it works. Misrepresentation, even unintentional, is the most corrosive thing that can happen in a negotiation. The other party's trust in every other thing you say is now conditional. This script does not minimise what happened. It names the impact directly and commits to correction, which is the only path back to credibility. Standard version. I need to correct something I said in our last conversation. I told you a specific statement, and that was not accurate. The correct information is accurate detail. I understand that you may have made decisions based on what I told you, and I'm genuinely sorry for the confusion that caused. I want to make sure we are working from the right information going forward. Formal version. I want to bring something important to your attention before we continue. In our previous discussion, I stated specific claim, and I have since learned that this was incorrect. The accurate position is correct detail. I understand this may have affected your assessment of the relevant aspect of the negotiation, and I take full responsibility for that. I'm sorry for the disruption this has caused, and I'm committed to providing you with verified information from this point forward. After using it, provide the corrected information in writing immediately after the conversation. A verbal correction without a written record can be questioned later. You want the other party to have something concrete to trust. Eamon's note. This one requires courage. Most people try to soften or contextualize the error before apologizing. Do not. Name it plainly and own it. The other party respects directness far more than careful spin. As I outline in chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time, a real apology requires acknowledgement, impact recognition, and commitment to change. All three are non-negotiable here. Script 3. Apologizing after losing your composure during a conflict. The situation. The negotiation became heated. You raised your voice, used sharp language, or said something you would not have said in a calmer moment. The other party is now guarded or withdrawn. Why it works. When one person loses composure in a negotiation, the other party shifts their energy from problem-solving to self-protection. They stop engaging openly because they do not know when the next outburst is coming. This script acknowledges the shift directly and offers the other party a reason to re-engage. If you are working through this kind of breakdown, the bridge method for rebuilding working relationships provides a strong complement to this script. Standard version. I want to apologize for how I handled that conversation. I let my frustration come through in a way that was not fair to you, and I know that made it harder to keep talking. That is on me, not you. I would like to start again if you are willing. You deserve a more measured conversation than the one you got. Formal version. I owe you an apology for my conduct during our last discussion. The way I expressed my frustration was unprofessional, and I understand that it may have damaged your confidence in this process. I take full responsibility for that. I'm committed to approaching our remaining conversations with the composure the situation requires, and I hope you will allow me the opportunity to demonstrate that. Casual version. Look, I handled that badly, and I know it. I was frustrated, and it came out in the wrong direction. I am sorry. That is not how I want to work with you. Can we try again, after using it? Do not immediately pivot to the substance of the negotiation. Let the apology breathe. Ask how they would like to proceed. Returning too quickly to business signals that the apology was just a tactic to get the conversation moving again. Eamon's note. I have lost my composure in negotiations more than I care to admit. The ones that recovered fastest were the ones where I apologized before the other person had time to decide whether to walk out. Speed matters here. Script 4. Apologizing for going around someone during a negotiation. The situation. You contacted a higher authority, bypassed an agreed process, or made a unilateral move that excluded the other party. They found out. The conflict is now about the breach of process as much as the original issue. Why it works. Going around someone in a negotiation is a signal that you do not trust the process or the person. The other party now has two grievances: the original disagreement and the way you chose to handle it. This script addresses both without conflating them, which allows the conversation to separate what happened from how it felt. Standard version. I need to address how I handled the situation. Going directly to the other party or authority without speaking to you first was wrong. I bypassed a process we had both agreed to, and that was not respectful. I understand if that damaged your trust in how we are working together, and I am sorry for it. I want to agree on how we should handle decisions like this going forward. Formal version. I want to speak to an aspect of my conduct that I believe requires an apology. When I took this specific action, I did so without consulting you first, which was a departure from the approach we had agreed to follow. I recognize that this may have undermined your confidence in the process, and in me specifically. I take responsibility for that decision, and I'm sorry for the damage it caused. I would like to discuss how we can re-establish a clear agreement on how situations like this are handled. After using it, expect the other party to want to renegotiate the ground rules of your working arrangement. That is a healthy response. Be prepared to have that conversation. A verbal agreement on new expectations is a start, but as I note in chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time, a verbal agreement alone is not enough. Put the new expectations in writing. Eamon's note. Unspoken expectations are premeditated resentments. That is a line I use often because it is always true. The best way to prevent this situation from happening again is to make every expectation explicit before the next stage begins. Script 5. Apologising for a delayed response that damaged the negotiation. The situation. You failed to respond to an important communication in time. The other party made a decision without the information you were supposed to provide, or they felt ignored during a sensitive moment. Why it works. In conflict, silence is rarely neutral. A delayed response in a negotiation often reads as disregard, even when it is simply a failure of organisation. This script acknowledges the impact of the delay without making excuses for it. For related guidance on how unmet needs drive these kinds of tensions, see how unmet needs drive team conflict and what to say to restore synergy. Standard version. I owe you an apology for not responding to your message or request sooner. I know that put you in a difficult position, and that was not acceptable. It was not a reflection of how I value this process. I'm sorry for the disruption it caused, and I want to address whatever needs your attention now. Formal version. I would like to apologize for my delayed response to the specific communication on date. I understand the timing of that response was important to your ability to move forward, and my failure to provide it in a timely manner created an unnecessary difficulty. I take responsibility for that, and I'm sorry for the impact it had on your planning. I am fully available to address any outstanding issues now. After using it, move quickly to the substance. Lingering on the apology after it has been received can feel like you are seeking reassurance rather than restoring momentum. The apology was the repair work. The follow-through is the real evidence. You might also find the deal method for resolving conflicts that fracture team relationships useful once the apology has been accepted and you are ready to agree on a path forward. Eamon's note. This one is deceptively easy to get wrong. The temptation is to explain why you were delayed. Resist it. The reason matters far less to the other party than the acknowledgement that your delay caused them a real problem. Script 6. Apologising after a written communication caused offence or misunderstanding. The situation. An email, report, or written proposal was worded in a way that came across as dismissive, aggressive, or disrespectful. The other party raised it, or the damage is visible in how they have been engaging since. Why it works. Written communication strips tone and context from words. What felt clinical and direct to you may have felt hostile to the reader. This script acknowledges the impact without debating the intent, which is the correct move. Intent is yours. Impact belongs to the other person. As I note in chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time, difficult written exchanges should almost always be moved to a richer communication medium. This script does exactly that. For the full approach to managing written conflict escalation, see how to use the deal method to resolve disagreements about feedback at work. Standard version. I want to follow up on the email or document I sent on date. Reading it back, I can see that the tone came across more harshly than I intended, and I understand why that was difficult to receive. I am sorry for how I expressed it. I would prefer to continue this conversation in person or by phone so we can speak more directly. Formal version. I would like to address the communication I sent regarding specific topic on date. Upon reflection, I recognize that the language I used did not reflect the respect I have for your position and your time, and I can understand if it created a negative impression. I apologize for that, and I want to assure you that it was not my intention to be dismissive. I would welcome the opportunity to discuss this matter directly, where I believe we can communicate more clearly. After using it, do not send another written communication about the conflict. Pick up the phone or arrange a meeting. The medium that created the problem is not the medium to fix it. See also how the empathy bridge technique diffuses tension before a difficult workplace conversation starts for how to prepare for that follow-up conversation. Eamon's note. I have written things in a hurry that I spent months repairing. Draft the hard email. Sleep on it. Read it out loud as if you are on the receiving end. If it would sting coming at you, rewrite it before you send it. Script 7. Apologising to reopen a stalled negotiation after a conflict. The situation. The negotiation has gone quiet. A previous conflict, whether it was argued out or never addressed, has created a standoff. You need to be the one to break it. Why it works. In a stalled negotiation, someone has to move first. An apology is often more effective than a new proposal because it addresses the relational rupture, not just the positional gap. When trust is the missing element, a genuine apology can restore enough of it to get both parties back to the table. This connects directly to the structured repair approach in the deal method for diffusing tension between colleagues who refuse to cooperate, and the broader principles in using the core framework to stay grounded during tense conversations. Standard version: I have been thinking about where we left things, and I want to say something before we try to move forward. I played a part in how this broke down, specifically what you did or failed to do. I am sorry for that. I value what we are trying to achieve here, and I do not want to let that be the reason we stop. Can we find a time to talk? Formal version: I wanted to reach out before too much more time passed. I have reflected on our recent discussions, and I believe I contributed to the current impasse through specific action or omission. I take responsibility for my part in that, and I want to apologize directly. I remain committed to finding a resolution that works for both of us, and I would welcome the opportunity to continue the conversation when you are ready. After using it, give the other party time to respond. Sending a follow-up immediately after an apology can feel like pressure. Send the message, then wait. If you hear nothing after a reasonable interval, one brief follow-up is appropriate. After that, you have done what you can. A repaired relationship is often stronger than one that was never tested, but you cannot repair it alone. Eamon's note: this is the script that requires the most courage. You are making yourself vulnerable without any guarantee of how it will be received. I have sent versions of this message more times than I can count. Most of them worked. The ones that did not still freed me from carrying the weight of a rupture I had never addressed. What separates a script from a script you own? A script gives you words to stand on when the ground shifts. But if you read it like a prepared statement, the other party will hear the preparation before they hear the apology. Every bracketed element in these scripts is a gap that only you can fill. The more specific you make it, the more real it sounds. Change the sentence rhythm if yours is different from what is written. Use words you actually say. What must stay constant across all versions is the three-part structure: what you did, the impact it had, and what you commit to doing differently. Remove any one of those three, and you no longer have a genuine apology. You have a performance. If you want to develop this further, the full genuine apology framework appears in Chapter 9 and Chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time, where I work through the distinction between a real apology and a non-apology in detail. Where apologies go wrong in negotiation conflict. These are the patterns I have seen most consistently across decades of watching people try to repair damaged negotiations. The mistake: using conditional language, such as "I'm sorry if you felt why it happens." The speaker is trying to protect themselves from full accountability. What to do instead? Drop the conditional entirely. "I'm sorry that my action caused X owns it." "I'm sorry if you felt X transfers the blame back to the other party's sensitivity." The mistake: apologizing and immediately pivoting to your own grievance. Why it happens. The apology was a tactic to earn the right to speak, not a genuine acknowledgement. What to do instead? Let the apology stand on its own. If you have a grievance, address it separately, in a different conversation or later in the same one, only after the other party has had space to receive what you said. The mistake: apologizing for something vague when something specific caused the harm. Why it happens. Vagueness feels safer. It reduces the risk of saying the wrong specific thing. What to do instead? Name the exact action. Vague apologies signal that you do not actually understand what you did, which makes the other party less confident that you will change, not more. The mistake: delivering the apology as a list of explanations with a sorry tacked on the end. Why it happens. The speaker needs to be understood before they can accept responsibility. What to do instead? Lead with the apology. Explanation can follow if it adds context that genuinely helps the other party. But if the explanation is a defense, cut it. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions. What is the genuine apology framework? The genuine apology framework is a structured approach to apologizing in negotiation conflict. It requires three elements: acknowledging the specific action, recognizing the real impact on the other person, and committing to a concrete change in behavior. Without all three, the apology is incomplete and often makes conflict worse. How do you use the genuine apology framework in a negotiation? Identify what you specifically did that harmed the other party. Name the impact your action had on them, and state clearly what you will do differently. Deliver it face to face when possible. The genuine apology framework works because it replaces vague regret with specific accountability that the other person can trust. Why do most apologies fail to resolve negotiation conflict? Most apologies fail because they focus on the speaker's discomfort rather than the other person's experience. Phrases like "I'm sorry, you felt that way" shift blame rather than accept it. A genuine apology names the action, owns the impact, and commits to change all three, not just one. When should you apologize during a negotiation conflict? Apologize as soon as you recognize your action caused harm, and you are ready to follow through on a real commitment to change. Delaying an apology allows resentment to deepen. Apologizing before you are genuinely ready produces hollow language that damages trust rather than rebuilding it. Can a genuine apology be used in a formal negotiation setting? Yes, a genuine apology is appropriate in any setting where a specific action damaged the working relationship or undermined trust. Formal settings require precise, measured language, but the three core elements, acknowledgement, impact, and commitment, remain the same regardless of how high the stakes are. What is the difference between a genuine apology and a non-apology? A genuine apology names what you did, owns the impact on the other person, and commits to specific change. A non-apology uses passive language, qualifies the admission, or subtly shifts responsibility. Saying "I'm sorry" if you were upset is a non-apology. It protects the speaker instead of repairing the relationship. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonbuckthorne.com to get your copy.